Game one of 12 in a row at home for the Kannapolis Cannonballers after a productive week in Myrtle Beach on the Grand Strand. The Ballers return home here to Atrium Health Ballpark for the first of six against these Augusta Green Jackets. First of 12 in a row at home as the Ballers square off tonight against the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization. Hi, good friends. Dan Lodi on the call for you today on Valley Sports Live, MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and your three free audio streams, kcballers.com, the MLB official app, and the MILB's official app, as we are set for baseball here in Towson City, Kannapolis, North Carolina, and we're ready to go. It's John Heel, the shortstop, leading things off for the Augusta Green Jackets, again out of the Atlanta Braves organization. He'll lead things off against Ricardo Brizuela on the bump for the Ballers today. The righty is 6'3", he's 200 pounds, and he'll wind and fire with our first pitch on time, right on the dot at 6 o'clock for a called strike. It's nothing and one. In 6 o'clock, your first pitch time here in Kannapolis. Beautiful Tuesday evening for baseball in Towel City. 0-1 from Brizuela is a breaking ball in the upper corner for a called strike on a John Heel. It's quickly nothing and two. 79 degrees in cloudy skies here in Kannapolis on this first game of six between these two sides. Brizuela winds and fires. 0-2 is a touch outside for ball one to John Heel. Heel has been with the Augusta Green Jackets for this entire season. He spent last year with the Green Jackets for the majority of the season. 1-2, swing and a miss. At the plate, he struck him out. And John Heel, the first strikeout victim of the day for Ricardo Brizuela. One out, nobody on for Owen Carey, the left fielder. Owen Carey in left field, batting second for the Augusta Green Jackets today. He'll be followed up by Nick Montgomery, the catcher, batting third in the order for Winston Sawyer in his second season as manager of the Green Jackets. First pitch to Owen Carey finds the zone, and it's right down Broadway for nothing and one. Brizuela entering today is 0-1 with a 1.69 ERA. He's only allowed at max one earned run in each of his three outings to this point. 0-1 is looped in a right. Coming in quickly is one of the new guys in Prado, Arnold Prado, the right fielder. And catch is made for the out, so Arnold Prado has made his presence felt here in Kannapolis. And it'll be two outs with nobody on for the third batter in the order, Nick Montgomery. Nick Montgomery, the catcher, bats third. Eric Hartman, second baseman, bats fourth. Isaiah Drake, center fielder, bats fifth. First pitch to Montgomery, swing and a miss for strike one. Kobe Jones, third baseman, bats sixth. Douglas Glaude, the DH for Augusta, bats seventh. Eighth is Mason Guerra, and batting ninth is Jake Steeles, the right fielder. As the 0-1 is lifted foul by the batter and Nick Montgomery, the catcher, and it's nothing and two very quickly. Nick Montgomery for the Augusta Green Jackets, number 23 overall prospect in the Braves organization, batting 153. highest drafted position player in the Braves 2024 class. 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Ricardo Brizuela is up and down 1-2-3 with a pair of punch-outs to start his day against these Green Jackets. That'll send us into a break. We'll go bottom half of the first. Bonomer, Nunez, and Mogollon do up for Kannapolis when we come back on the Walters Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Caleb Bonomer leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the bottom half of the first here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful Tuesday evening. Game one of this six-game set between these two sides as Kannapolis and Augusta battle in the first time this season either side has seen each other. First pitch to Caleb Bonomer is in there for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. The right-hander on the bump for Augusta today is Brett Sears. The righty is a seventh-round pick by the Atlanta Braves. This one lifted foul by Bonomer. The count nothing and two. Sears the righty at 6 foot, 205-pound, 24-year-old from Harlan, Iowa. Product of the University of Nebraska, former Cornhusker. 0-2, swing and a miss, fastball upstairs, and Bonomer goes chasing. Three pitches and one out. There's the first punch out of the day for Brett Sears. So one out, nobody on. It's the center fielder, Abraham Nunez. Abraham Nunez making his first start in a Kannapolis Cannonballers uniform at home. He played twice last week against the Pelicans on the road. First pitch fouled off, and it's nothing and one on Abraham Nunez. Listed at 6 foot, 275 pounds, 19 years of age from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. As the 0-1 is up and away to Nunez for ball one. Nunez, known for his two-way game at the plate. He's got a little bit of contact, a little bit of pop, and he's also got a whole lot of speed. As it's, well, one and two, we got a piece of the last swing against Brett Sears, seventh rounder, who's 2-1 this year with a 1.98 ERA. Four games, just one start. He's been a piggyback in the first couple of games of the season as he rings up Nunez here. Two strikeouts to start the day for Brett Sears. There's two outs and nobody on base. It's Javier Mogollon due up. Mogollon's second baseman is batting third in the order for Chad Pinder and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Nathan Archer is in left field. He bats cleanup. Lyle Miller-Green at first base bats fifth. Batting sixth is Ronnie Hernandez, the DH. First pitch from Brett Sears is on the inside corner. It is nothing and one on Mogollon. Rony Hernandez, DH, batting sixth today. Miguel Santos, third baseman, bats seventh. And the 0-1 finds the zone again from Sears. It's nothing and two. Calvin Harris, catcher, bats eighth. And batting ninth for the Ballers is Arnold Prado in his Kannapolis debut. Brent Sears, the righty, works from the wide 0-2 pitch. Is a swing and a miss upstairs at the plate. He struck him out. Three batters face, three strikeouts for Brett Sears, who has made quick work here of this Kannapolis offense. It's down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on the Ballers. Scoreless and hitless after one for both sides. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. It'll be Hartman, Drake, and Jones due up for the Green Jackets when we return. Fans, it's no secret Atrium Health is where the best health care is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of your Kannapolis Cannonballers. The count is nothing and one on Eric Hartman. In this top half of the second, Augusta and Kannapolis are scoreless, and there's been little to no offense. Both sides have faced the minimum as this 0-1 to Hartman is inside on a breaking ball for ball one. From the righty, Ricardo Brizuela. Fastball, changeup, sinker, slider for Brizuela, hailing from Maracay, Venezuela. 1-1 pitch is on the way, a breaking ball outside. 2-1 on Eric Hartman. Hartman at second base today for the Augusta Green Jackets, listed as an outfielder, hailing from St. Albert, Alberta, Canada. 20th rounder in 2024 as Hartman swings this one grounded foul. And the count's 2-2 on the second baseman, Hartman. Brizuela, as mentioned, 0-1 with a 1.69 ERA. And his time here with the Ballers in 2025. He did start some last year with Kannapolis. 2-2 is on the inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And there's the first out of this top of the second. Brizuela has three strikeouts through four batters faced. And with one out, nobody on, it's Isaiah Drake. Isaiah Drake back for his second season with Augusta, batting 250 in 17 games, 16 hits, a double, a triple, 7 RBI, just 15 strikeouts. So he's done well in keeping the ball in play. This one is outside for ball one on Isaiah Drake. 7 stolen bases for Drake, 4 times he's been caught stealing on the season. Brizuela will wind and fire. 1-0 is on the inside corner, and Drake now has to work with an even count of 1-1. Kannapolis entering today again as the top team in minor league baseball in stolen bases, and it's by a narrow margin. That being said, they are still holding on to that lead. This one tapped foul by Isaiah Drake. It's 1-2 on the Green Jackets center fielder. Green Jackets like to run as well. 53 stolen bases. They are in all fifth in a single-A baseball as this one is nubbed foul on the 1-2 by Isaiah Drake. And the count is still 1-2. Brizuela in his last appearance down in Myrtle Beach. Pretty solid outing. 4 shutout frames, 3 hits, Three walks. He did strike out two in 77 pitches. 1-2 is on the inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Back-to-back looking punch outs for Ricardo Brizuela. That's now four strikeouts in five batters. And with two outs and a runner on, it's Kobe Jones. Kobe Jones at third base today for the Augusta Green Jackets. Batting 250 as well. Augusta as a team batting just 210, though. That is 10th in the Carolina League. This one is inside for ball one on Kobe Jones. Kobe Jones, righty bat from Dothan, Alabama, product of Northwest Florida State. 1-0 is inside and low for ball two on Kobe Jones. Top of the second, scoreless game. Brizuela has looked sharp again tonight. Four punch outs and five batters faced. A 2-0 count. He'll work from the windup. Swinging a weakly tap ball down the third base line. It'll land foul. Picked up in foul ground by Miguel Santos. And it's 2-1 on the Green Jackets third baseman, Kobe Jones. Defensively for the Ballers today, it is Archer in left field, Nunez in center, and Arnold Prado in right. Miguel Santos gets the start at third base today. Caleb Bonner at short. Mogo Jones at second. Lyle Miller-Green at first. And behind the dish is Calvin Harris. For Ricardo Brizuela, 2-1 is swung on and fouled off. Two balls and two strikes here on Kobe Jones. On deck awaiting is the DH Douglas Glott as Brizuela works from the line. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball in a right. This one drifting towards the line. After it is the outfielder Prado, and he makes the catch for the out as that one is caught on a little sliding effort. F9 in the book for out number three. Up and down go the Green Jackets. 1-2-3. And that'll send us into our second break post-Green Jackets batting of this game. Bottom two, Archer, Miller-Green, and Hernandez. Who up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Kannapolis. Scoreless between the Green Jackets and the Cannonballers. Nathan Archer leads things off for the Ballers in the bottom half of the second. And the cleanup spot today is Archer. First pinch from Sears is outside for ball one on Nathan Archer. Archer batting in the cleanup spot for the first time all season. This one lifted foul. The count is 1-1. Archer over the last couple weeks, so he's been one of the better bats for Kannapolis as of late. As Archer has made his way into this cleanup spot. This one is just a smidge outside for ball two on Archer. Archer batting .382 over his last five games with 10 RBI in his last five games. It's been pretty impressive as this one is on the inside corner, 2-2. 12th rounder out of Bowling Green. In talking with Chad Pinder, Kannapolis manager yesterday, he says you'll see him in the lineup a lot more. 2-2, this one swung on, lifted into left center. Drifting is Isaiah Drake into the gap in left center, and he'll make the catch for the out. And it's an F8 for Nathan Archer for out number one. Lyle Miller Green, first baseman due up, here with one out and nobody on. Miller Green to bat with one out here in this bottom half of the second. Miller Green batting in this five spot, three games in a row reaching base, back in the lineup consistently after missing some time last homestand. This one popped up in foul ground, giving chase is Guerra, lost in the sun. That ball will fall, and it is nothing and one on Lyle Miller Green as it falls in foul territory. Rony Hernandez, DH, awaiting deep in the wings. Calvin Harris is in the on-deck circle. Winding and firing is Sears. This one is ripped foul by Miller Green. It's nothing and two. Sears will work from the 0-2. Fastball inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And there's a strikeout here for Sears again, his fourth of now five batters faced. It'll be Calvin Harris digging in. Harris will stand in, first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one on Calvin Harris. As Harris will work at the dish, 0-1 from Sears is outside for a 1-1 count. Calvin Harris, fourth rounder in 2023 out of Peosta, Iowa, former Ole Miss Rebel. As this one just misses for ball two on a Calvin Harris. Miguel Santos is the batter on deck. As working from the line, pitch on the way, a swing and a miss for a strike two. Count is 2-2 on Harris. Harris the catcher today for the Ballers. Miguel Santos and his Ballers debuts on deck as Sears will work from the line. 2-2 is, just a smidge outside. Didn't miss by much for ball three on Calvin Harris. The catcher now batting in the sixth spot, and the eighth spot is the DH, as there was a little bit of a lineup shuffle for Kannapolis in this Tuesday evening matchup. Harris will have a 3-2 count. He'll run it full on Brett Sears. Sears in his last outing, 3 1/3 innings, got the win in Delmarva, 3 hits, 1 run. As Harris will loop the 3-2 deep in the gap and left down the line, and the catch will not be made as Harris will turn the corner and reach on a two-out single. So Harris is on with a two-out base hit, and digging in is going to be Miguel Santos. First pitch to Miguel Santos. Is just a smidge outside for a ball. This one is lifted foul by Santos. And the count is 1-1. Pitch to Santos, just missing for a ball. It is 2-1 on Miguel Santos. Bottom two, scoreless game. Kannapolis has the first hit of the game. Harris with a single down the line. And it's 2-2 on Miguel Santos. Just added today to the roster, 5'11", 24 years of age. From Fort Worth, Texas, former Dallas Baptist infielder. Spent some time in Conference USA at Dallas Baptist. 2-2 is outside. And the count is full at 3-2 on Santos. Dallas Baptist University, of course, in Dallas, Texas. The Patriots, red, white, and blue. Pitch on the way. Santos will line this one into right, hit well, and leaping, trying to make the catch, is steals. It's a base hit. Santos will head to second. Throw will come in from right. It's not in time. Calvin Harris is going to score from first, and it'll be an RBI double to start the career for Miguel Santos as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Ballers take a 1-0 lead in the bottom half of the second. It's their second hit of the day, and it's one on and two outs for Jorge Corona. So Jorge Corona is your TH today, making just his second start in a Ballers uniform. Swing and a miss for strike one. Corona is in the lineup today for the Ballers. Second appearance for him as the Kannapolis Cannonballer. 39th round pick in 2019 by Kansas City. Opted to go to La Tech instead. Oh, one swing and a miss. It's nothing and two. And Ronnie Hernandez, a late scratch to this lineup from Chad Pinder that nobody really knew about up here. So we're all kind of flying by the seat of our pants, so to say, as Corona is in the lineup today. 0-2 pitch from Sears is a fastball up and away. It's 1-2. Arnold Prado, right fielder, is on deck. We're in the bottom of the second. It's 1-0 Kannapolis on an RBI double from Miguel Santos. So Corona digs in, looking for his first hit still as a baller. His time called, this engagement from Sears. Sears, a fastball, slider, changeup. Second team All-American in 2024. Big Ten Pitcher of the Year. He went 9-1 in Nebraska. 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Montgomery. And the count is 2-2. Carey, Drake, and Steels left to right in the outfield. In the infield, Jones, Heel, Hartman, and Guerra. For Augusta, behind the dish is Nick Montgomery. Corona hit .291 over 200 games in the La Tech Bulldog uniform as he swings and misses upstairs on the breaking ball. And that's going to be strike three for the third out of this bottom of the second. But damage done as Kannapolis picks up an RBI base hit, an RBI double from Miguel Santos, makes it 1-0 Ballers. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Kannapolis up 1-0, headed to the top half of the third.
Thank you.
Six up, six down against Ricardo Brizuela to this point. We're in the top half of the third. Ballers up 1-0. It'll be Glaude, Guerra, and Steels two up for the Green Jackets. Top three. Ballers up 1-0. Brizuela from the line. First pitch. Just a bit outside of the corner for strike one on Douglas Glaude. Ballers facing off against Augusta for the first time here this season. They'll face each other a couple more times later in this campaign. 0-1 ground ball to third. Santos will make the play after a bit of fumble, and that's the first out. It's an 0-1 ground ball to third, played by Santos perfectly. So out number one is had. And now it's one out for Mason Guerra, first baseman. Brizuela will work from the line. First pitch to Guerra. Breaking ball is on the inside corner, and the count is nothing and one. Brizuela with four punch outs and seven batters faced today. One away from tying his season high. A quick pitch on the 0-1, a ground ball to third. Backhand from Santos to throw across the diamond. Unable to be picked out by Miller Green. And it'll be what will be likely an error on the throw from Santos. Likely an E5 here on Miguel Santos. It is indeed an E5 on the throw. So one out and a runner on. Nine-hole batter in Jake Steels will stand in. First base runner of the day for Augusta. So Brizuela set, first pitch from the stretch. Ground ball to short. Bonner will flip to second for one. On to first, and there's a double play ball. That is the Green Jacket killer. It's bug spray in the infield for the Green Jackets. 6-4-3 in the double play. So no hits, no runs, one error, and no one left on. After three, Ricardo Brizuela gets through that inning with a little help from his defense, and that'll send us into the bottom half of the third. Prado, Bonner, and Nunez do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Tal City. Two new up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Arnold Prado will stand in his first at-bat in a Ballers uniform. Shards of the bat break as it's now a out number one play just like that. Sears on a comebacker makes the play. And it's a throw on a first in time. It's a 1-3 ground out, a broken bat ground out for Arnold Prado. How about that for a welcome to Kannapolis? You shatter your bat on your first swing you take. So nobody on, one out for Caleb Bonhamer here in the bottom half of the third. Sears will line and fire first pitch. It's outside to Bonhamer for ball one. 1-0 count on Bonhamer. First time up for him. Struck out against Sears who ended up picking up five punch outs in the nine batters he faced to start this game. This one grounded foul from Bonnemer. And the count is quickly 1-1. Bonnemer, a second rounder out of Okemos, Michigan. Had a bit of a scary play on Friday down in Myrtle Beach. Was hit in the forehead with a fastball. Ended up having some blood to be cleaned up. But was out of the lineup Saturday, back in on Sunday. 1-1 from Sears is lifted foul. Bonnemer stays in it, and it's 1-2. So a ball and two strikes here on a Caleb Bonnemer. Abraham Nunez, the batter on deck. Sears winds and fires. Bonnemer swings, lifted high and foul. That'll end up on the roof or into section 106, where play is made just like that. Fans on the top row didn't even see that one coming. But it's a souvenir for a lucky fan on the back row of section 105. As this one fouled off, Bonnemer has a 1-2 count at the dish against this tough righty, Brett Sears. As far as how long we can expect Sears, well, he can go probably about four innings or so, maybe five if Augusta stretches him out, as the 1-2 is cut on a miss for strike three. Another strikeout for Sears. That's the sixth of the day. Two outs, and Abraham Nunez is the batter due up. Top third of the order for Kannapolis. They're 0 for 4 now with 4 Ks against Brett Sears. As from the wind, Sears' pitch is tapped foul. The count is nothing and one. Nunez struck out looking in his first at-bat. As the wind and the fire from Sears, a sharp ground ball to second. Scooped by Hartman, sets his feet onto first in time for the out. 4-3 on the ground out, just like that. 1-2-3 down go the ballers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. Top of the fourth, middle third of the game we go. Breezuela back to the bump, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live at Extreme Health Ballpark. Fans, Atrium Health is committed to the best health care for all, from discovery to everyday moments. Atrium Health is redefining care. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. John Heal digs in to the leadoff batter for the Augusta Green Jackets against Ricardo Breezuela, who's faced the minimum so far tonight. 0-1, a swing and a miss for strike two, quickly on John Heal. Heal, Owen Carey, Nick Montgomery due up in this top half of the fourth. Pitch on the way. This one is swung on and tapped foul. Count is still nothing and two on John Heal. Number 13 overall prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization. The Braves, kind of one of those mixed bags of teams that obviously have the major league success. They have some top prospects that are up there in the rankings, but overall in the lower levels, not as strong as John Heel makes me eat my words. He'll slide in a second on a double down the line and left. It's finally picked up by Archer. And a slide in at second. John Heel is the first hit of the game for the Augusta Green Jackets. A double down the line. So with one on, nobody out, it's Owen Carey. Busy night still in the Carolina League. Around the league, bottom of the second, it's a tie game in Carolina. The Mudcats and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Squaring off, it's a 2-2 contest. Top of the second, Delmarva at Fayetteville in a battle of the birds. First pitch to Owen Carey. Swing and a miss for strike one. Delmarva up 1-0 in the top of the second. Over in Fayetteville, it's the Dogs against the Cats. The River Dogs and the Hill Cats. Charleston at Lynchburg. Bottom first in a scoreless game there. And then Fredericksburg and Salem, the battle of the Major League Posers, the Nationals and the Red Sox. Top of the first in a scoreless game at Carilion Clinic Field in Salem. 7:05 in the battle of the Crustaceans and the Bugs. The Hickory Crawdads and the Columbia Fireflies down at Segra Park in Columbia. 1-1 pitch to Carey. This one is towered a mile high and a right. Drifting towards the corner, Prado. He'll have to fight the sky and make the catch for the out. Throw will come in from right, and it's cut off by Mogollon as Heel will get up to third on what is a loud F9. Off the bat of Owen Carey for out number one. And now Nick Montgomery, catcher, is due up. Nick Montgomery, 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. Fifth rounder by the Atlanta Braves out of Cypress High School in California. Signed away from an Arizona State commitment. Number 23 prospect, in the Atlanta Braves organization. First pitch from Brizuela, swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It's strike one. Infield playing in. Canapolis in what is their first game of 12 in a row at home. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. And these next 2 weeks are going to tell a lot about the early story of this Canapolis Cannonballers side. Two really tough opponents coming in this week against Augusta, a team that's tied for first in the division. And then next week, you have the best team in the Carolina League in Carolina as Brizuela, looking like one of the best pitchers in the league tonight. Then strikeout number five for the night. Montgomery goes chasing for the second out. So now five punch-outs on the night for Brizuela. Ties his season high. And with two outs, it's Eric Hartman, the second baseman. Brizuela last had five strikeouts while it was in this very park 2 weeks ago against Columbia. First pitch, swing and a miss. Hartman in front of a breaking ball. It's nothing and one. Hartman 0-1 with a strikeout looking. Brizuela went 4 1/3 in that game, so we'll see about how long he can go tonight against these Green Jackets. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Calvin Harris, and he keeps it in front of him. Not breaking for home is John Heel. John Heel is at third base, has some speed about him. So saying Canapolis having to play one of the top teams in the South Division in the Augusta Green Jackets this week. And then next week, you have to play the number one team from the North Division in Carolina. As this one is inside for ball two to Hartman. Then they go to Hickory, who's tied with Augusta. Excuse me, Hickory's tied with Canapolis currently, two games back. As there's four teams within two games of the lead in the South Division. It's a tight race. 2-1 is smoked in a right by Hartman. And that'll one-hop the wall and get into right for a base hit. Heel will easily trot home. Throw will come in from right. Mogollon's cutoff throw. And he throws it over into third. That ball goes out of play on a throw from Mogollon. So it'll be a triple for Eric Hartman. And then the E4 will plate Hartman on the play. So a wild little league home run from Eric Hartman. And the Green Jackets have not only tied things up, they've taken a lead in this top half of the third. So that's the second error of the game for Kannapolis. Pitch on the way is a swing and a tapper foul, and the count is nothing in one. A one pitch is low for ball one on Isaiah Drake. Pitch on the way from Brizuela is just a smidge outside. The count is 2-1. Pitch on the way from Brizuela, swing and a miss for strike two. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two pitch, he quick pitches, swinging a tapper foul, and the count is still 2-2. Brizuela will work from the windup, pitch on the way. Swinging a high fly ball into right center field. Hit well, trailing after it. Nunez, that ball's deep in the gap, and one hops the wall there. Drake on his horse thinking three. Throw's going to come in from Nunez. Throw's going to be cut off by Mogollon. Throw goes into home, but Isaiah Drake with a stand-up triple, and Augusta has found their way at the dish here against Ricardo Brizuela. Isaiah Drake with a one-hopped triple in the gap in right center. Back-to-back triples for the Green Jackets. So now two outs and a runner on third for Colby Jones. And here comes Jacob Doris to talk to Ricardo Brizuela. So Jacob Doris out to chat with the righty Ricardo Brizuela. 49 pitches, 38 strikes. So finding the zone really hasn't been a difficulty tonight. It just might be the case where he's just having too many pitches over the middle of the zone. So Doris's mound visit is complete with Ricardo Brizuela. Drake is at third. Again, you can't really steal home. I mean, you can steal home, just your chances aren't great. So he will stay put at third. Colby Jones at the dish with two outs against Brizuela. 5 strikeouts. Only one of the 2 runs at the moment are earned. First pitch. Swung and a lifted foul ball. It's nothing and one. Colby Jones, the third baseman. Today for Augusta. Batting 250 over 17 games out of Northwest Florida State College in Niceville, Florida. Tell you what, I lived in Florida the first basically 10 or 11 years of my life. I've never heard of Niceville, Florida. 1-1 is inside. 1-1 the count. Where is Niceville, Florida? Down by Destin, up on the panhandle. That's why I never heard of it. Up near Pensacola, kind of. As this one gets loose from Harris, nobody covering home, and sliding in at home is going to be Isaiah Drake on what is going to be a wild pitch from Brizuela. That'll plate another run for the Green Jackets. That's 3. So they lead 3-1 here over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So now 1-1 count. Colby Jones can just swing away. From the line, Brizuela's 1-1. Jones swings and taps it foul. It's 1-2. Reese Hines, Cincinnati Reds standout from Niceville, Florida. Pam Oliver, one of the better NFL sideline reporters for so long, of course. From Niceville, Florida. 1-2 pitch is low and outside, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shin-Hyun Jun, a South Korean diplomat and the first commandant of the Republic of Korea Marine Corps, retired to Niceville, Florida. So random, and that's so cool. 2-2, ground ball is short. One hop, Bonnemer, and a throw on to first is in time for the out. And Colby Jones is the ninth batter faced for Brizuela in the third. And down go the Green Jackets finally. But the Ballers do find themselves trailing now. It is 3-1 Augusta after two errors come back to bite the Ballers in the top half of the fourth. We'll go to the bottom half here of the third, the fourth inning. Bottom half of the fourth. And it'll be Moko Yon Archer and Miller Green when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Javier Mogollon leads things off in the bottom half of the fourth. Pitch on the way from the righty Brett Sears stole the mound. It's lifted high and foul. The count is nothing and one on a Sears. Mogollon, Archer, and Miller Green do up here. Bottom four. Green Jackets now lead 3-1 after a three-run top of the fourth. This one is up and away to Mogollon for ball one. Mogollon 0-1 with a strikeout as six punch-outs on the board for Brett Sears, the former Nebraska Cornhusker. 1-1 tap foul on the count is 1-2. Elsewhere tonight in the Chicago White Sox organization, fresh new week, fresh new opponents. Bottom of the first down the road in Charlotte, the Knights hosting the Norfolk Tides, AAA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Scoreless there, bottom one. 1-2 to Mogollon is outside for ball two. Mogollon shaking his head just as he does. If he doesn't like a pitch, he's going to shake his head and say nope. Outside. 2-2 on the way from Sears. This one is lifted foul. And the count is two balls and two strikes. So on Javier Mogollon. 7 p.m. first pitch in Birmingham. The Barons are hosting the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. 2-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Mogollon goes chasing upstairs, and no dice. So one out, seventh punch out of the night for Brett Sears. That ties his season high set last time out against Delmarva. One out, and due up is Nathan Archer. Well, I kind of got dogs in the fight in both Birmingham and Pensacola. Of course, Birmingham, the Barons, and the White Sox org, managed by Guillermo Quiroz. Long-time Kannapolis Cannonballer manager who was here for a couple of seasons as Archer lays a bunt down, but he misses. It's nothing and one on Nathan Archer. 0-1 tonight with a flyout into center. A one from Sears is outside. It's 1-1. Of course, the Barons have so many former Cannonballers on the roster. Guillermo Quiroz, their manager, used to be the manager here in Kannapolis. 1-1 in the way. Archer takes inside on the corner, though, for a 1-2 count, says our umpire tonight, Brianna Johnson. And then Pensacola, well, they got one of my probably best friends in the baseball world, and that is Former Kannapolis righty Lane Ramsey, who's now on the Marlins org. 1-2 lifted into left, and it's snagged by the left fielder in Owen Carey, who makes the grab for the out. It's an F7 for the second out, and now nobody on base. Two outs recorded, and Lyle Miller-Green is due up. Former Kannapolis righty Lane Ramsey now with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, Double-A affiliate of the Marlins. Texts me pretty frequently about sports cards and Oklahoma City Thunder basketball, that's for sure. Sears will wind and fire. First pitch to Miller Green on the inside corner, and the count is nothing and one. They're headed to the bottom of the fourth, just up the road in Greensboro. The Grasshoppers, also owned by Temerity Baseball, hosting the Winston-Salem Dash in the Battle of I-40. Miller Green taps it foul. It's nothing and two on the Baldur's first baseman. Dash at Grasshoppers, scoreless after three and a half. Winston-Salem with four hits, Greensboro with just one. From the wide, 0-2 to Miller Green is a fastball upstairs at 93, and it's one and two. Kannapolis at 11 and 10, Birmingham at 11 and 9, so Birmingham just a half game ahead of Kannapolis for the best record in minor league baseball for the White Sox affiliates. Kannapolis second. Charlotte's at 12 and 15, three games under 500, and then Winston-Salem at 7 and 14. They've not had quite their start to the season they wanted. This one outside, it's 2 and 2 on Miller Green. The Dash have stayed in ball games, though, that's the thing. It's been a lot of close losses, not a lot of blowouts. 2-2 outside. Full count, 3-2 on LMG with Calvin Harris awaiting on deck. Miller Green's reached base three games in a row. Looking to make it four here. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Full count, payoff pitch. Oh, an outside ball four. And patience pays off for Lyle Miller Green. He'll take the free pass. It's the first walk of the night from Brett Sears. One on, two outs, and due up is Calvin Harris. So Sears with his first walk of the night puts a runner on for Kannapolis. Miller Green has some speed about him. 5-for-5 in stolen bags. He can take off if needed. Harris will swing and tap it foul on the first pitch for a nothing and one count. Kannapolis leading all of minor league baseball, as we've talked about so often, in stolen bases. 76 stolen bases in 21 games. A one pitch is on the inside corner, and the count is nothing and two. No stolen bags yet tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Been limited base running allowed by the Green Jackets tonight. Augusta's pitching staff tied for first with a 3.34 ERA on the season. 0-2 pitch. Harris swings and loops it into left center. This ball will fall, and it'll one hop before the glove of Isaiah Drake makes the scoop. Harris will scoot into second. LMG up to third, and it's a double for Calvin Harris, who had a single his first time up. Now he doubles, and it's 2-1 for Kannapolis with two outs for Miguel Santos, who had an RBI double in his first AB. Time called, and Elvin Nina will go out and chat with his righty and Brett Sears, who all of a sudden is running into some trouble here. Sears, seventh rounder in 2024, spent 2 years at the University of Nebraska. Spent 1 year at Iowa Western Community College and 2 years at Western Illinois, home of the Leathernecks. The Western Illinois Leathernecks. Purple and yellow. It's a Bulldog logo, but they're called the Leathernecks. And a nod to the military history over in Western Illinois. One on and two outs for Miguel Santos. 1-for-1, 9 for him. First pitch is taken in the outside corner. Nothing and one on Miguel Santos. Inhaling from Fort Worth, Texas. Spent some time at Dallas Baptist. which is quite a baseball school. 0-1, a swing and a foul tip into the mat of the catcher Montgomery. Nothing and two. You might have heard of one of their former players there at Dallas Baptist, Ben Zobrist. One time a guy that was playing in this league at the same time with Chad Pinder, manager of the Cannonballers. 0-2 fouled off, and the count is still nothing and two on Miguel Santos. Ryan Goins, Lou Ford, former Dallas Baptist Patriots as well. Colin Poche, former Tampa Bay Ray lefty. 0-2 pitch. Santos swings again. This one popped foul. And we'll see the count stay where it is at nothing and two. Again, Dallas Baptist, they're a D2 program for everything except baseball. They have a D1 baseball program that's part of Conference USA. That's where Miguel Santos is playing. 0-2 fastball up and away for ball one on Miguel Santos. Undrafted free agent signee last year. 24 years of age. Harris at second. LMG is at third. 1-2 to Santos. A swing and another one tapped foul. Santos seems to have the knack, at least for making contact. Haven't really seen him swing and miss too much tonight through two plate appearances. 1-2 count with two outs. We're at the bottom of the fourth. Ballers trail 3-1. Tying run is at second. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball fooled Santos. And he goes after it for a strike three. 8 strikeouts now for Sears. That is his season high. And the Ballers will strand a pair here in the bottom half of the fourth. It'll be one hit, no runs on one hit with no errors and two left on for Kannapolis. We'll take a break and go to the top half of the fifth. It'll be Glad, Guerra, and Steeles who up when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the fifth, Green Jackets up 3-1 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Ricardo Brizuela is on the bump. First pitch is up and inside for ball one on Douglas Glad. Mason Guerra, Jake Steeles to follow for Augusta. And this top of the fifth, Brizuela from the windup, pitch on the way. Swung line into left, that'll fall in front of Archer Basin. And just like that, Douglas Glad, a leadoff single to start off his top half of the fifth. One on for the Green Jackets with nobody out for Mason Guerra. First baseman Mason Guerra reaching on an error his first time up. Runner at first is Glad with a little bit of speed about him. First pitch on the way from Brizuela is inside for ball one. Mason Guerra getting his second plate appearance of the day. Guerra with no stolen bases. Glad has no stolen bases either, but can take off if needed, as this one catches the corner on Guerra. It is 1-1. Guerra, a 14th rounder out of Oregon State. Former Beaver is Mason Guerra. Runner takes off. Ground ball to short. Backhanded by Bonnemer. Throw across his body is snagged by LMG at first for the out. Glad will head up to second. No stolen base for Glad, but he is there safely. Guerra out on a 6-3 put out for the out number one. And now Jake Steele's right fielder is due up. Jake Steele's added to the roster on April 8th due to the injury of Luis Guanipa. Guanipa, one of the top prospects in the Braves organization, going down with an injury. Likely will not see him back this week, but we'll see what is to come in the rest of this series. First pitch to Steele's is inside for ball one. Steele's from Cal Poly, 19th rounder in 2024, called up from the Florida Complex League. Braves Complex League down in Orlando area. This one outside, 2-0. Glad is at second base. Steele's the right fielder. Nine-hole batter is at the dish with John Heel, shortstop, awaiting on deck. Brizuela's 2-0. Up and in for ball three on Jake Steele's. Kannapolis trailing 3-1, being out hit 4-3. Kannapolis with two errors tonight has been the difference maker. Two errors in the top of the fourth, costing the ballers runs. 3-0. It's a four-pitch walk as this one's outside to Steele's for ball four. Not the worst thing in the world, I guess you could say, as Brizuela walks what is his first batter of the night. Two on for the Green Jackets, one out for John Heel. As in this scenario, the big emphasis has to be getting a ground ball double play. But even that's wishing on a star to an extent. One out, Brizuela will wind and fire. This one is up and away. Snap throw into first. Miller Green in and out of the glove. But keeping Glad at second, it's a 1-0 count on John Heel. Your count with one out, top of the fifth. Brizuela now his third time through the order has commenced. 1-0 pitch. This one lifted into left center, hit well. Nunez backtracking, and he'll make the catch deep in the gap for the out. Glad will tag from second and head up to third on the play. So it's a productive flyout for John Heel. It's an F8 for the second out. Now runners on the corners, and due up is Owen Carey, the left fielder. Owen Carey stands in 0-2, two flyouts in the right. So, in other words, Arnold Prado better be ready out there as Carey has kind of shown that he's a pull hitter. Brizuela said, first pitch runner takes off for second. This one tapped foul. Count is nothing and one. Owen Carey, a 15th round pick out of Londonderry High School in New Hampshire, was committed to Rutgers, did not play after the draft. He did start in left field in the spring breakout game, went 0-2 in that matchup for the Braves in the breakout game. Runner takes off 0-1, and this one tapped foul again by Owen Carey. The count is nothing and two. Batting 293 entering today with a home run, 12 RBI. 6 walks, 12 punchouts, 5 stolen bases. Had a home run and 7 RBI and 8 hits last week in Delmarva. in a series where the Green Jackets pretty much dominated over the Shorebirds, who have shown themselves to not exactly be a formidable force, at least early on in this stage of the season. 0-2, upstairs of the plate, a fake snap throw, as in a second safely goes steals. He's got his first stolen base of the year, but Harris held on to it, a fake throw to hold Glad at third. 1-2 your count on Owen Carey. Augusta rallied off five wins in a six-game series last week in Delmarva. As Carey pops up the 1-2, this little shade into the grass in center. Bonnemer is called off by Nunez, and the catch made for the out as Nunez dropped it on the transfer, but catch made for the out on the F8 from Owen Carey, and that'll strand a pair of runners for the Augusta Green Jackets. So it's one hit, no errors, two left on. And we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. Corona, Prado, and Bonnemer do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Jorge Corona leading things off here in the bottom half of the fifth. It's Corona, Prado, and Bonnemer due up. Bottom five, Ballers trail 3-1. Here to the Augusta Green Jackets in the series opener. First pitch, and Corona lifts this one high in the air to left. Trailing back is Carey. Warning track, he reaches up and makes the catch for the out. There's the first out here of this bottom half of the fifth. Corona with a loud F7 for the first out. Now Arnold Prado stands in. One out and nobody on base. Prado with a broken bat, ground out, back to home plate. Back to the pitcher's mound, I should say. Brett Sears made the play. First pitch is inside. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Says our infield umpire, Parker Powell. 0-1 pitch, and Prado grounds this one foul, so quickly nothing and two. Prado, that broken bad ground ball. Welcome to Kannapolis. As he just completely shattered a bat in half. The long way, 0-2, swing and a miss. And Sears' 94-mile-an-hour heater upstairs is too much for Prado to handle. Two outs now, and Sears has his ninth strikeout of the night. He's shattering is a season high. And now top of the order, Caleb Bonnemer due up 0-2, a pair of strikeouts. Bonnemer's reached base in 17 games in a row. He's at threat of losing that tonight if he can reach base. First pitch is low and inside for ball one on Caleb Bonnemer. Batting 303, 17 RBI on the season. Bonnemer takes this one low for ball two. As they say, check swing. He goes around on that one, too. It's 1-1. 1-1 pitch, and Bonnemer lines this one in a left hit. Well, backtracking carry, and he'll stop right there and make the catch for the out. An F7 for Bonnemer. That's the third out, and it's 1-2-3 as the Green Jackets get through now five innings in a row of holding the ballers to one run and three hits. Breeze Layla's going to go back out for the sixth. We'll take a break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live as Breeze Layla on for the sixth when we return. Nick Montgomery leads things off for the Augusta Green Jackets. Top of the sixth, it's still Breeze Wayla on the bump. First pitch to the top of the sixth is lifted in the shallow center. Drifting out further and further, and Abraham Nunez camped under and makes the catch for the out. F8 in the book here for Nick Montgomery. There's the first out and the third consecutive fly out in the center for the Augusta Green Jackets. It'll be one out with Eric Hartman, the batter. Eric Hartman, 6'1", 18-year-old from St. Albert, Alberta, Canada. From the line, Breeze Wayla's pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second. Mogollon makes the play on a funny hop. And on to first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out. Looks like it hits something uneven in the infield over there at second. Two outs, and it's Isaiah Drake. Isaiah Drake, center fielder today, 1-for-2. Triple, and then he came around to score in a wild pitch. Also struck out looking against Breeze Wayla, third time he's seen him today. Breeze Wayla will take his time. He'll work from the windup. First pitch on the way. Fastball low and inside for ball one. Isaiah Drake, the younger brother of former NFL running back Kenyon Drake, who pulled off one of the greatest plays in football history, the Miami Miracle. Back in 2017, this one is up and in for ball two on Isaiah Drake. We always can be rest assured that Gronkowski did not have the angle. Kenyon Drake, 31 years old, was a running back for 8 years in the NFL. Most recently, in 2023, bounced around with the Colts, Ravens, Browns, and Packers. Played at Alabama under Nick Saban. 2-0 pitch is on the inside corner, and the count is 2-1 on Isaiah Drake. Breeze Wayla works from the line, 2-1. Up and in for ball three on Isaiah Drake. It is Jack Young tossing down the line for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-1 is outside ball four. There's a two-out free pass. Isaiah Drake takes his base. And with one on and two outs now, Colby Jones will stand in. Product of Niceville, Florida. As Jacob Doris now going to come have a chat with Ricardo Brizuela. Brizuela threw 5 2/3. Has had an impressive showing. 5 strikeouts. It is his new season high in strikeouts. And he's at 5 1/3. Kannapolis certainly trying to find their way to stretch their starters out a little more. Jacob Doris, the pitching coach for Kannapolis, will retreat back to the dugout as it's another mound visit, second one of the afternoon slash evening for Kannapolis. We're just past 7 o'clock here on the East Coast. It's now time called, and Calvin Harris is going to, looks like he had a helmet break, and he's going to grab a new helmet from Rony Hernandez as looks like a equipment malfunction. Calvin Harris will grab a new hockey-style helmet from Rony Hernandez. So the equipment malfunction holds us up for a second. Calvin Harris will have to fix that after the game. Looks like a strap broke on the back of his hockey-style catcher's helmet. Brizuela's finally set a snap throw over to first, and not in time. Drake's back in safely. Speaking of hockey, oh boy, do we have some hockey going on tonight. Tell you what, there wasn't anything good of last night. Good hockey, as my Lightning definitely didn't have the greatest showing late, unfortunately. Two outs, first pitch. Now a snap throw over to first, and he got him. Brizuela fires over to first base, and Drake can't make the play cleanly. Back into the bag at first. Drake's caught sleeping on a 1-3 put out. Four out number three. Colby Jones will be back to the bump in the top half of the seventh. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth, but before that, we'll send things to a break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We have a winning moment presented by Atrium Health coming up here in just a moment.
Let's go!
Well, the Ballers have a new arm to face on the bump here for the Augusta Green Jackets. In the bottom of the sixth inning, it is Albert Rivas on the bump here for Augusta, taking over in relief of Brett Sears. Bottom six, first pitch, Nunez lifts this one in the air, and a right hit well. Backtracking, steals, warning track, wall, it's out of here! How about that for a welcome to the game, Albert Rivas, as it's a Baller bomb from Abraham Nunez. It's his first home run in a Baller's uniform, and fans, that Baller bomb is brought to you by Beasley Media Group. Kiss him goodbye. It's a solo shot for Abraham Nunez, and Kannapolis has cut it to a 3-2 game in the bottom of the sixth. Nunez with a solo shot, and now Javier Mogollon digs in and leads things off after the home run. 374 feet off the bat of Abraham Nunez into right field, out in the right field bar, as this one's hacked and a miss by Javier Mogollon for strike one. Albert Rivas, fastball slider, changeup, hailing from Valera, Venezuela. 0-1 is off the plate for ball one. Rivas, 6 foot, 155-pound, 22-year-old international free agent signee in 2019 by the Atlanta Braves. 1-1 is outside, 2-1 on Mogollon. He last pitched a week ago, did Rivas. Two innings, one hit, no runs, and one punch out. 2-1 outside, 3-1 now to Mogollon. That's the first run allowed by Rivas since all the way back on April the 8th in Hickory. He gave up one run in 2 2/3 on four hits. 3-1 quick pitch, and Mogollon swings and misses for strike two. Mogollon 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts in tonight's contest, as Sears, starter for Augusta, one run on three hits, one walk, nine strikeouts in five innings of work, as Mogollon taps this one as short, played by Heel. Throw on a first, out of the glove of Guerra, and into foul ground it goes. Mogollon scurries up to second, and it'll be a E6 on the play. E6 on the play, allowing Mogollon to scurry up to second. So Nathan Archer will stand in with a runner on and nobody out, as Kannapolis all of a sudden found some luck here on the back half of this game. Mogollon's at second, reaching base for the first time tonight. Rivas, 1-1 record of 2.79 ERA entering tonight. First pitch to Archer on the outside corner, and the count is 0-1 on Archer. That one did hit the corner. So now hits are identical, four apiece. Ballers trail by a run. They've got one more error than the Green Jackets. A snap throw back in a second. Heel makes the grab and holds Mogollon at second base. Archer has reached 10 games in a row with a base hit, 11 just reaching base in a row. 0 for 2 today with a couple of flyouts against Brett Sears, first time facing Rivas. Pitch on the way on the 0-1, this one fouled off, it's nothing and 2 on Nathan Archer. Kannapolis looking for what would be their third win in their last four games. They picked up four wins last week against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So four of their last six. Augusta winners of five of their last six. This one tapped foul. Archer stays alive at a 1-2. Miller Green on deck for the Ballers. Tying run is on base at a second with nobody out. This bottom of the sixth. Rivas on for a couple innings here. 1-2 pitch is outside for ball two. He likely will go a couple of frames for the Green Jackets. He's gone at least two innings in every outing he's had this season. He's only pitched, though, up to 2 2/3, so you know just about how long he'll be out there at most on the bump. 2-2 to Archer. Swing and a foul tip into the mid of Montgomery. And it's a KFT in the scorebook for Nathan Archer for the first out. So with one down and a runner on second, it's Lyle Miller-Green. Miller-Green reached for the fourth game in a row with a walk. And his last time to the dish, back in the fourth against Sears. Rivas winds and fires. Miller-Green taps it foul down the line, and it's nothing and one. 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk today is Miller-Green. Out of Austin Peay, the 17th rounder, hailing from Burke, Virginia. A one pitch, outside corner for strike two on LMG. O-2 count with one out. Ballers have the tying run on base. Calvin Harris is on deck. He's 2-for-2. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip into the mid, and it looks like Montgomery dropped it. So it'll be just a foul ball for Miller-Green as Montgomery could not make the play. O-2 count with one out. Harris is on deck. Rivas a long look at second, 0-2. Breaking ball outside, and the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes here on Lyle Miller-Green, who on the season has been one of the better bats for Kannapolis. In the middle of the order, 278. He has a home run and six RBI. That home run coming at 441 feet on opening weekend. 1-2 is up and away for ball two. That opening day home run, 441 feet cranked into left by LMG, who's listed as a two-way player on the roster. Mogollon at second, good lead. Rivas looking back for the runner. Now he'll snap it to second, not in time. Hartman's tag on Mogollon's backside is not in time. Miller-Green stands into the batter's box. Doesn't crowd the plate at all. Actually stands further back than most batters I've seen. As this 2-2 is low for ball three from Rivas, who hasn't walked a batter since April the 8th. In fact, he's had two really solid outings in his last couple of times out. Full count, one out. Runner goes, payoff pitch. This one lifted down the line into foul territory by the Ballers' bullpen, giving chase and making the catch is Guerra. Mogollon can't be tagged up, though, at second, and is dropping the ball at second is Hartman. It'll be a P3 in foul territory for out number two, and Mogollon's back in a second safely, so Calvin Harris will bat. With a runner on second and now two outs, Ballers would be best spent to not waste their chance here. Harris a single and a double. Needs a triple and a homer to complete the first cycle in Ballers history. Snapped out of second base, Mogollon back in safely. Mogollon has speed about him, 7-for-9 in stolen bases. Talking to Chad Pinder yesterday on the off day, he says first part of having a team to steal a lot of bases is have the athleticism. He says this is a wildly athletic team as Rivas motions and fakes the throw over to second. Mogollon back in safely. Almost a balk from Rivas. Looked like he slipped on the mound. No pitch yet to Harris. He's set up on the third base side of the rubber. Rivas sent a deep breath. First pitch to Harris in the dirt for ball one. Rivas at least showing that he's threatened by Mogollon at second base. The question is, will Mogollon bite at the bait? 1-0 count, pitch delivered. Low and outside, Harris takes for a 2-0 count. With two outs. Pitch on the way, runner goes. Snap throw on the 2-0, that's in at the strike zone. And into third goes Mogollon, but he's called out by Parker Powell. And Chad Pender is going to plead his case. He doesn't like the call at all. Mogollon is standing at the third base bag. He is adamant that he is safe. And Pender having a chat with Parker Powell. And Pender not a fan of the call, that is for sure. As that's going to do it for the bottom of the sixth. We'll move to the top half of the seventh. Mogollon's rung up. As Jack Young will enter for the Ballers. Brizuela's night is done, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, Ricardo Brizuela's night is complete. Six innings. It's tied for the longest outing by a starter for Kannapolis this season as Jack Young takes over. Young is 5'11", 190-pound, 23-year-old, a ninth-rounder out of Iowa, the former Hawkeye. Is Jack Young as this one is chopped foul by Colby Jones down the third base line, and the count is nothing and one. Jones, Glott, and Guerra. Two up here for the Green Jackets as Jack Young enters. First time he's pitched in a week for the Iowa Hawkeye. Ninth rounder out of Iowa. Four saves for the Hawkeyes. Led the team in his time there up in the great state of Iowa. Young said he'll wind and fire. This one is outside for a 1-1 count here on Colby Jones. Young from LeClaire, Iowa. Sinker, fastball, slider, changeup. Pitch on the way, and the 1-1 a swing and a miss for a 1-2 count. Jack Young, last pitched a week ago in Myrtle Beach. One inning, one strikeout. Young will set. He'll face Colby Jones. Pitch on the way, and the 1-2. This one well outside for ball two. Jack Young hasn't allowed a run in four of his last five outings. He did give up one run on the 19th here in this ballpark against the Columbia Fireflies. One run on a hit with one inning. A walk and three punch outs as Jones pops up the 2-2 in a center. Drifting in Nunez and under it makes the catch for the out. Colby Jones is down on an F8. That's the first time of the frame. First out recorded. Now with one down, it's Douglas Glott. Douglas Glott, 1-for-2, a single last time up. As he'll face Jack Young here for the first time. First time that the Green Jackets have faced someone not named Ricardo Brizuela in this game. This one inside, a 1-0 count. Jack Young, affectionately known around here as the Chicken Man. Well, it's his love for Raising Cane's that keeps that nickname going. This one is out on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. We may or may not be organizing a two-hour each-way trip just to take Jack Young to a Raising Cane's here in the next couple of weeks. 1-1 is on the outside corner. It's 1-2. That's what you call a Monday activity. Jack Young, also big into golf, was thrilled when his parents brought down his clubs on Easter Sunday. Was able to hit the links the next day on the off day. 1-2 is fouled off, and the count stays at 1-2. Never gone golfing personally myself. I don't think I'd be any good. That being said, I find it very enjoyable when I'm able to go play mini golf or top golf or any of those things. 1-2 is outside, and the count is 2-2. I've actually never played 18 or 9, but I've gone to top golf. I've gone mini golfing, of course. I've gone to a driving range before, me and a couple of buddies out to a driving range for a couple hours. 2-2, this one lined to second base, and Mogollon makes the play. Easily recorded out number two, as Mogollon just kind of shuffled to his right one step, makes the catch and squeezes on it for the second out. Mason Guerra, first baseman, digs in. Jack Young set, first pitch on a breaking ball is on the outside corner, and the count is nothing and one on Mason Guerra. Guerra's 0 for 2 today. He did reach base back in the third on an error, and in the fifth he grounded out to the shortstop Bonnemer. 0-1, hips don't lie, as Guerra has to dive out of the way. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Top seven, ballers trail by one. It's 3-2 in what's been kind of a pitcher's duel tonight. The 1-1. This one lifted foul, and the count is 1-2. Game two of the series tomorrow. It's going to be an early wake-up call. 11 a.m. first pitch on Education Day number two here in Kannapolis. 2 of 3 on the year. 1-2, this one's Scott in the air in the center. Abraham Nunez has been a busy man tonight, but he'll make another catch for the out. In fact, third time through the order here for Augusta. Nunez has recorded 5 of the putouts, all F8s in the third time through the order. But Jack Young gets a 1-2-3 inning in his first frame of work, top of the seventh, and we'll go to the bottom of the seventh. But first, it's time to stretch, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live, as it'll be Santos, Corona, and Prado due up when we return. Calvin Harris will dig back in the bottom of the seventh. He had his AB cut short last time due to a stolen base that was thwarted. A caught stealing of Javier Mogollon means Harris digs back in, and he'll lead things off. Santos and Corona to follow in the bottom of the seventh against Rivas. Back of the bump, inning number two for the righty. This one's outside for ball one on Calvin Harris. Tonight, Harris 2-for-2 with a single and a double to his name. A 1-0 is outside for ball two on the catcher, Calvin Harris. Rivas, a one and fire, 2-0 is a breaking ball inside corner. 2-1 on Harris, who entering today has been probably one of the best, probably has been the best catcher at the dish for Kannapolis this season. Swing and a miss, makes it 2-2. Harris batting .234 with 11 hits. Jorge Corona still searching for his first hit. Rony Hernandez has been the better guy as far as getting on base more, as Harris will cut and miss on the 2-2 and strike out. Rivas has his first punch out of his outing. One down and due up is Miguel Santos. 1-for-2 today with an RBI double. Santos will stand in. First pitch is outside for ball one on Miguel Santos. Ken Kannapolis will play the Green Jackets the rest of this week. They'll finish up on Sunday, May 4th. 1-0 swing and a miss, and it's strike one on Miguel Santos. Pitch on the way, and the 1-1 is outside for ball two. Miguel Santos staying in it against Albert Rivas. The 2-1, swinging a foul tip off the mask of Montgomery. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two count with one out. Jorge Corona's on deck. Rivas winds and fires. Broken bat, ground ball to first. A little squibbler played by Guerra, and Guerra wins the foot race for the out. It's a 3-2 put out for the second out. So now two outs, nobody on. And digging in is Jorge Corona. Corona will stand in. Tonight is 0-for-2, a flyout and a strikeout. First pitch from Rivas. Inside corner, it's nothing and one. So an 0-1 count on Jorge Corona, former La Tech Bulldog, making his second start of the season. This one is outside for a ball on Jorge Corona. 6'2", 24-year-old from Miami, Florida. 1-1. Lifted high and foul, and the count is going to be 1-2 as this one lands in the seats. One-two pitch, lifted foul, and Corona stays in it against Rivas, who's been a tough pest this inning for the Ballers. It is Arnold Prado on deck for Kannapolis. 1-2 on the way, swing and a miss, and Rivas picks up his second strikeout of the inning, and Kannapolis goes down in order here against Rivas, who goes and gets his two innings on the bump. Two strikeouts. He does give up the run. And that'll do it for seven innings of baseball tonight. We'll go to the top of the eighth. Kannapolis is down by one. Young back to the bump. Steals, heel, and carry for the Green Jackets. And we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Still, Jake Steele's the nine-hole batter for the Augusta Green Jackets. He'll face off against Still Jack Young on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch from Young is on the inside corner. The count is nothing and one. Steele's heel and a carry two up for Augusta. Top of the eighth, Ballers trail 3-2 to the Green Jackets in what's been kind of a pitcher's duel tonight. The Ballers trying to keep it a one-run ball game late. 0-1, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball from Young. It's nothing and two. Jack Young just the second arm used tonight by Kannapolis. And what's been a good night to be a Baller pitcher other than that fourth inning. 0-2. This one is poked foul. That ends up off of the atrium health sign and down in the seats. Nothing and two the count. That ball was corked off the end of the bat by Jake Steele's. 0-2 here count with nobody out. Young winds and fires. Swing and a foul ball again. That one hits off of the atrium health ballpark sign. And that'll land out on Cannonball their way. Oh, 2 count with nobody out. Young works exclusively from the stretch. He'll go up and down, and he'll go sidearm as well. He'll go natural motion or sidearm. 0-2 is outside, and it's 1-2. Again, he's going to throw overhand or sidearm. Definitely keeps the batters on their toes. 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball deep into center. Nunez will backtrack and makes the catch for the out. And third time through the order, Abraham Nunez has been the MVP of this defense. As Nunez, third time through the order, picks up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 flyouts. So one down top of the order, it's John Heal who flew out to center last time up. Jack Young is set. First pitch, heel swings, popped up foul, and it'll end up in the seats. And a catch made by a fan in section 105. A great grab up there. Catch made for the out. Jack Young set. A deep breath, wide and a fire. Oh, for ball one on John Heal. Ball and a strike. Pitch to Heal is up and in for ball two. John Heal, the shortstop. A double back in the fourth inning. A fly out in the fifth. A strikeout, a swinging in the first. As Kannapolis trailing by a run. The 2-1. Up and in for ball three. Heal staying patient. And the contest here against Jack Young. Three balls and one strike. Young is set. Pitch on the way. Swinging a high foul ball. That'll end up in the seats on the first base side. Heads up down there. And a section 104. And the count is still 3-2 on John Heal. Full count with one out. Top of the eighth. Heal looking for his second hit of the game. Four hits all day for Augusta. Few and far between as he taps the 3-2 to third. Santos will make the play. Fire on a first in time for the out. 5-3 on the ground out for John Heal. That's the second out of the inning. Jack Young, 5 up, 5 down in his ninth so far. And Owen Carey, the left fielder, is due up. Owen Carey 0 for 3 with a trio of flyouts. 2 to right and 1 to center. There is another arm tossing for Augusta in the pen. A right-hander getting loose. Augusta only has three lefties as this one misses to Carey for ball one. Augusta has 16 pitchers on the roster. Just three are left-handed, and they're all bullpen arms. 1-0. Swinging at a foul tip off the bat of Owen Carey. It's 1-1. Kannapolis with 16 pitchers. Excuse me, 17 pitchers of their own. And they have five lefties. 1-1 is low and inside for ball two. One of those lefties will get the start tomorrow in a Christian Opper. Team leader in strikeouts. Opper known for his heater. It's the start tomorrow, 11 a.m. first pitch. Two balls and a strike. Pitch to Carey, low and inside for ball three. Again, 11 a.m. first pitch tomorrow. 6:30 first pitch on a Thursday evening for Thirsty Thursday, Q's and Brews. 7 o'clock Friday, 7 o'clock Saturday, 1:30 on Sunday. 3-1 on the outside corner. That's three balls and two strikes on Owen Carey. Saturday, for the first time in quite some time, you'll have a new voice delivering the broadcast. My good friend and Sean Fox will have the call for you on Saturday night. 3-2 pitch, swinging a high fly ball. Owen Carey will keep the count right there at 3-2. Sean Fox will have the call for you on Saturday. Former voice of the Fort Myers Miracle down in the Florida State League in the late 2000s. Sports information legend around here in the Charlotte area. Full count with two outs. Young will get some time bought as Carey stepped out of the box. Full count, payoff pitch. Swinging a fly ball to left. Can he complete the trio? A fly out into right, a fly out into center, and a fly out into left. Owen Carey's done it all. 0 for 4 in tonight's action with four flyouts into all three different locations. So he's completed the trifecta here tonight. Well, Jack Young's thrown two shutout frames. That'll send us into the bottom half of the eighth. Ballers trail by one. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Prado, Bonnemer, and Nunez do up when we come back.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York for Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Arnold Prado leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Ballers. They have six outs to work with. It's a new arm on the bump here for the Augusta Green Jackets in relief of Rivas. It is number 77, Justin Long, entering for the Augusta Green Jackets. Third arm used tonight by Augusta, Justin Long. 1-0 swing and miss. It is 1-1. Tonight is full season debut. Long spent three seasons at Rice in Houston with the Owls as this one tapped foul, the 1-1 by Prado. It's 1-2. Justin Long listed at 6'1". He's 180 pounds, 23 years of age, from Short Hills, New Jersey. Seventh rounder in 2023, who missed all of last season due to injury. Pitch on the way, a check swing, and they didn't get a piece of it, did Prado. It's low and inside for ball two. Check swing, did he go? No, it is two balls and two strikes on Arnold Prado. Bonnemer and Nunez to follow. Ballers have another arm tossing in the pen. Looks like Carlton Perkins. 2-2, Prado swings and misses for strike three. And there's the second time he's struck out tonight. Justin Long has his first professional full season K. And now with one out, it's top of the order, Caleb Bonnemer. So two innings for Rivas on the bump. Gives up one hit, one run it was earned, with no walks and two punch-outs. Gave up that leadoff homer to Nunez. First pitch to Bonnemer is taken low and inside for ball one. Bonnemer 0 for 3 today, trying to avoid having his hit streak and on-base streak snapped. And the contest here with the Green Jackets. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a weak ground ball foul down the third baseline. It's 1-1. Ballers trail by one in the bottom of the eighth inning. When they trail after seven innings, hasn't gone their way this season. When they trail after seven, they're 0-5. So we'll see if the Ballers can make a comeback. 1-1 is low and inside, and the count is 2-1. Kannapolis notably 3-6 at home. This is home game number 10 of 66. But they're 8-4 on the road. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a pop-up from Bonnemer. It's two balls and two strikes. Chad Pender, manager of the team, saying we're a bunch of road warriors. Obviously feels better, though, to win at home, says Pender. So he says that's the goal, to pick up more home wins. 2-2. Some popped up foul, and it's two balls and two strikes still on Caleb Bonnemer. That being said, it has been a couple of tough opponents for Kannapolis at home to start this 20-25 campaign. Three against Hickory, a pretty solid team, and then six against Columbia, who's tied for first in the Carolina League South Division at the moment. 2-2, low and inside. Check swing, did he go? No. Bonnemer runs the count full. Doesn't get much easier. Augusta this week, Carolina the following in next week's contest. And then about 9 days after that, Carolina series wraps up. Well, they're back home again. 2-3-2, ground ball to short. Diving stop by Hill. Throw, the first is high, but it's in time for the out. A nice play at short by John Hill for the second out. So with two outs and nobody on base, it's Abraham Nunez. So Nunez had a home run last time he stepped in the dish. A solo shot welcoming Albert Rivas to the game. Now he'll face Justin Long. First pitch to Nunez is upstairs, in and out of the glove of Montgomery for ball one. Long was a pitcher only for one season at Rice. Before that, spent three seasons in total at Rice. Was a catcher for his first 2 years, though. Hit .239 in 91 games. Converted to a pitcher. Now he's a pro in the Braves org. 1-0 is on the lower corner for strike one. On Abraham Nunez. One ball and one strike. Pitch on the way, and the dirt blocked by the catcher, Montgomery. And the count is two balls and a strike. Crown given home plate umpire Brianna Johnson a little bit of tough love. 2-1 pitch. Nunez taps it foul. And the count is two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count with two outs. Long one and fire. Nunez, a broken bat, ground ball to second. Played by Hardman. Nunez will be put out at first on a 4-3 put out for the third out. And that'll wrap things up in the eighth inning and send us into the top half of the ninth. Kannapolis trailing still by one. And it'll be a new pitcher out for the Ballers. Carlton Perkins will take them out for the ninth. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Perkins on when we return to face Montgomery Hardman and Isaiah Drake. Nick Montgomery, the catcher, leads things off for Augusta in the ninth inning. First pitch, ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Bonnemer makes the play. Throwing to first. He's out. What a throw. It's short by Caleb Bonnemer. Swiping an infield single from Nick Montgomery. Great throw from the 19-year-old Bonnemer. And it's one out in the top of the ninth with Eric Hartman due up against the new arm at Carlton Perkins for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Perkins, the third arm tonight, 6 foot, 380-pound, 22-year-old, 15th rounder in 2023, out of Kansas City, Missouri, is Carlton Perkins. Makes his first appearance back at home here in a little bit of time. First pitch is on the inside corner. It's nothing and one. Perkins' last pitch back here on Easter Sunday. One run on one hit in one inning of action. He did have one outing on a Friday night down in Myrtle Beach. Inside corner on the 0-1 finds it 0-2. One and a third scoreless innings. One hit, two walks, three punch-outs for Carlton Perkins. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. And Eric Hartman knew it immediately. It's a strikeout for Carlton Perkins, his first of the game. And that's out number two with two outs and nobody on. It's Isaiah Drake. Final line for Jack Young, two innings. Get this, no runs, no hits, no walks, no punch-outs. Two very productive innings for Jack Young on the bump. Before he turns it over to Perkins here for the ninth. First pitch is inside to Isaiah Drake for ball one. Three runs in the top of the fourth for Augusta. Being the difference maker in the game tonight. 1-0 sprayed foul. It's 1-1 on Isaiah Drake. Three runs on what was three hits. Augusta has only four hits in the game. Two errors for Kannapolis on the board. A one in the fourth inning. This one's inside to Isaiah Drake. It's 2-1. Perkins is set. No wiggle and off of the sign. Time called late by Isaiah Drake. So it's a 2-1 count. Elsewhere in the Carolina League tonight, no finals to report. We're the closest to finish, though, in the Carolina League. Top of the seventh, Carolina up 8-5 on Myrtle Beach as Isaiah Drake will lift this one foul. It's 2-2. Carolina up 8-5 on Myrtle Beach. Fayetteville's up 5-4 over Delmarva at home in the top half of the seventh. Lynchburg's up 6-5 over Charleston in the bottom of the sixth up in Lynchburg, Virginia. The 2-2 pitch is on the way. This one lifted foul, and the count stays at 2-2. Bottom six, Fredericksburg up 9-0 over the Salem Red Sox up in Salem, Virginia. And then middle of the fourth, going to the bottom of the fourth, Columbia to bat. They lead 3-2 over the Hickory Crawdads. 2-2 from Perkins in the dirt and outside for ball three on Isaiah Drake. And the White Sox org, keeping an eye on our other affiliates tonight. 6-1, Charlotte up over Norfolk. Headed into the bottom half of the fifth. Bottom five in Birmingham. The Barons trailing 2-0 to the Birmingham Barons opponent tonight of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. 3-2, it's Wahoo. Swinging a miss at the plate. Drake's going to have to break for first, but Harris will throw on and confirm the strikeout. It's a KFT for round number three, and it's two punch outs for Perkins in three batters faced. A productive 1-2-3 frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. As the bottom of the ninth is fast approaching, Baldur's trail by one. They'll have a new arm to face out of the pen. Before we let you go, Winston-Salem going to the bottom of the eighth inning. They're up 4-0 on the Greensboro Grasshoppers. That'll send us into a break. What'll hopefully not be the final one of the night. And we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New arm of the way for Augusta when we return.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's a one-run ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. No outs on the board. We're starting off the bottom of the ninth inning, after all. It's Javier Mogollon, Nathan Archer, and Lyle Miller-Green due up against the lefty Jacob Gomez. The left-hander is 5'10", 190 pounds, 23 years of age, and his first pitch to Mogollon's in there for strike one. Gomez, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, 0-0 with a 0.93 ERA. And it's time here with Augusta. This one outside of Mogollon for a ball one. He has one save on his book, 12 punch-outs, four walks, as Mogollon takes the 1-1 outside of the count 2-1. Mogollon against left-handers this year, batting .278. He's got one homer and two RBI. Archer and Miller-Green to follow. As Gomez is 2-1, is on the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Gomez the fourth pitcher of the night for Augusta as Mogollon swings. A little swinging bunt on the grass. Mogollon's going to hustle, and he will reach first base on a little swinging bunt single. Javier Mogollon is on base for the third game in a row with a hit. A swinging bunt single puts a runner on for the Ballers. And with one on and nobody out, it's Nathan Archer. So Archer is going to stand in. Runner on first, nobody out. Archer shows bunt, pulls it back as it gets by the catcher, Montgomery. And now the tying run is up to second base on what's a wild pitch. Off the arm of Jacob Gomez, who appears to have been rattled a smidge here to start off this AB with Nathan Archer. Archer has struggled against same-handed pitching so far this season. Archer batting just 182 against lefties on the season. Entering today, batting 296. Archer 0-4-3 today. One oh count on Archer. Pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to second, and this will do a job. Hartman will fire on a first in time for the out, but it moves Mogollon up to third base. Now the tying run just 90 feet away. Archer on a 4-3 ground out puts the ball in play, and Lyle Miller-Green will now stand in with one out and a runner at third base. Infield has to play in with the power bat of Miller-Green in the dish. Mogollon's at third. Gomez's pitch. Low and inside for ball one. Miller-Green tonight. A walk, a strikeout, and a pop-out. Gomez is 1-0. Miller-Green takes a breaking ball inside corner. It's 1-1. Mogollon reaching on a swinging bunt single. Advancing to second on a wild pitch. Up to third on a ground out that moves the runner from Nathan Archer. 1-1. Swinging a foul ball off the bat of Miller-Green. And the count is 1-2. Gomez looks in for the sign. Infield playing on the edge of the grass. In against the righty Miller-Green. 1-2 on the way. Fastball outside sailed out of the hand of Gomez. It's 2-2. Kannapolis trying to avoid dropping the series opener tonight against Augusta in the first of 12 straight home games. 2-2. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher Montgomery, and Lyle Miller-Green runs the count full. Mogollon at third has speed. Miller-Green, all he has to really do is put a ball in play that would cause a less than immediate retrieval of the baseball, which would score Mogollon. Full count, payoff pitch. Swinging a fly ball into center. This will do it. Mogollon gives the ball, is not found. It falls into center field in front of Drake, and Mogollon's going to score. The ball just died out in the middle of center field. Drake couldn't find the ball, and Lyle Miller-Green has scored the RBI single to tie this ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Winning runs at first with one out for Calvin Harris. Line drive in a center right at Drake, and he couldn't find the ball. So with one out, the Ballers have the winning run at first. And Calvin Harris is going to bat, a multi-hit game for Harris today. But a lefty-lefty matchup could fall in the hands of the Green Jackets here. Harris against lefties, all things considered, actually not terrible. 273. On the season, his only home run came against a lefty back on April the 9th in Lynchburg, a solo shot. Harris, a multi-hit game, a single, a double, and a strikeout. Kannapolis has tied this ball game, as now they're going to have a pinch runner placed at first. It'll be Ryan Burrows running for Javier Mogollon. So Burrows will run at first. 8-for-8 in stolen bases on the year. As Gomez has given up the tying run in the bottom of the ninth. Harris digs in. Lefty-lefty matchup. Before the first pitch, a snap throw back at a first. Burrows to the late reaction, but he's in back in at first safely. So Miller Green is lifted from this game. If we continue playing, we'll have to see likely Mikey Kane play first base. Burrows with a little hop step. Another throw back in at first. Burrows back in safely. And now you have only one more, and it's do or die. So Burrows can take advantage of that. Obviously, Gomez keeping a close eye on Burrows. First pitch. Harris swings a ball lifted deep in the gap in right center. This one's going to be trouble. Running after it is Steals. He can't get there. Burrows on his horse thinking three. He's going to be waved home. Relay throw in. Into home. A collision at home plate. Burrows steps on home, and that'll do it. It's a walk-off for Calvin Harris, and the Ballers have taken this victory tonight. It's a collision at home with the catcher Montgomery, and the Ballers have walked things off in the bottom of the ninth inning. As an appeal being made, as Montgomery was collided with, they're making sure he's okay. But the Ballers walk it off on a Calvin Harris RBI base knock that scores Ryan Burrows, and Kannapolis has stolen game one of this six-game series. It looks like Montgomery's okay after that heavy collision at the dish. Burrows stomps in the bag at home, and the Ballers have walked it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. Calvin Harris, the hero tonight. It's an RBI base knock on a deep fly ball in the right center, and the Ballers have stolen it tonight here at H-Stream Health Ballpark. Let's catch your breath. We'll recap it all for you on the postgame show in just a moment here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Calvin Harris, the hero tonight, on an RBI double into right center. 4-3, your final. We'll be right back. Postgame show coming up in just a moment.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Trevor Wilt, I think he just called me the chicken man. Love that. I do love chicken. That's great stuff. That's great stuff. How about that ball game, ladies and gents? Bottom nine, the Ballers swipe one from the Augusta Green Jackets. It's Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score today, Kannapolis puts up a pair of runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. 4-3 is your final score. Kannapolis out hits Augusta 7-4 on the scoreboard today. Two errors on the board for Kannapolis, one for Augusta. The winning pitcher is Carlton Perkins. He gets his second victory of 2025. 2-1 now on the season. Loss is handed to Jacob Gomez. Gomez allowing his first runs since all the way back on April the 8th is snuffled with the loss in tonight's action in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kannapolis really didn't find much from their offense today. It was kind of a dink and dack kind of day where Kannapolis just kind of pieced together a couple of base hits. Nothing really formed at a grand scale until the bottom of the ninth when it mattered as Kannapolis steals it in the ninth inning. A leadoff single from Javier Mogollon. He advances to second on the wild pitch and then advances to third base on a Nathan Archer ground out. So now that sets up one out and one runner on at third. Lyle Miller-Green gets the job done, tying the ball game with the RBI single. And then Calvin Harris, his third hit of the night, two doubles and a single. Harris the hero in this one, back for another 10-year here with Kannapolis after he spent the end of 2023 with the Ballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Harris, a 3-for-4 day, drove in one RBI. It was the one that counted. How about the debut tonight for Miguel Santos? 1-for-3 with an RBI double. His first hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer drives in the run to give the Ballers the early lead. The Ballers did find success as well in the sixth. An Abraham Nunez solo home run, his first homer as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. So the new guys contributing all around, but it's Calvin Harris, a familiar face and a friendly face here in Kannapolis that gives the Ballers the 4-3 win tonight. As mentioned, Carlton Perkins gets the win. It's the bullpen that pays off tonight for the Ballers. Three shutout innings, two from Jack Young. That's the real chicken man, folks. Jack Young, we call him the chicken man on the broadcast. And then Carlton Perkins, one shutout inning with two strikeouts in the ninth, kept Kannapolis in this game. The losing pitcher, Gomez, in the ninth, two runs on three hits. Three hits allowed in five innings by the starter in Brett Sears. Nine strikeouts. Kannapolis struck out as a team 13 times, but they get the job done and win it tonight 4-3 in game one of 12 in a row here at home. A quick turnaround for these two sides as tomorrow they'll face off in game two of this six-game series. It's an 11 a.m. first pitch, so start brewing the coffee and make some breakfast plans and then come on out here to Atrium Health Ballpark. 11 a.m. first pitch. It'll be Christian Opper, 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA. Team leader in strikeouts. We'll get the start for the Ballers tomorrow against Luke Sennard, 0-1 with a 1 ERA. For the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization, Luke Sennard gets the start for the Augusta Green Jackets. 11 a.m. first pitch. Be sure to grab your tickets online, kcballers.com. Call 704-932-3267 for, again, 11 home games more to go in a row over this next little stretch. I think that'll just about do it for everyone here in Kannapolis in the broadcast booth. I'm Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in online, and thank you for joining us tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis Cannonballers 4 and the Augusta Green Jackets 3. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and we hope to see you tomorrow and the rest of this week for more Ballers baseball. Have a great one, everyone.